medieval Indian historiography. It was in the wake of the Muslim conquest of India that historiography as a deliberate form of cultural expression was introduced into India. The advent of Islam started a great series of Indian chronicles written by courtiers or officials on the orders of their rulers or in expectation of gaining their patronage. Some of them wrote general or universal histories of the world until gradually a regional and domestic sense emerged, which was reinforced by the deliberate policy of Akbar in serving connections with the outer Muslim world. Delhi Sultanate period. Shajra. At the beginning of the Turkish Muslim dominion in North India, a work titled the Shajra was presented by its author Mubarak Shah to Qutbuddin Aibak in 1206 AD. In this, Aibak is praised and his career described. The Shajra is religious and didactic in nature. Tabqat-e-Nasiri. Minhal-ul-Siraj Zuzani was a 13th century Persian historian born in the region of Ghor. In 1227, Minhas migrated to Uch, then to Delhi. He was the principal historian of the Mamluk Sultanate of Delhi in northern India. He wrote the Tabqat-e-Nasiri in 1260 AD for Sultan Nasiruddin Muhammad Shah of Delhi. Tabqat-e-Nasiri is an elaborate history of the Islamic world consisting of 23 volumes and written in a blunt, straightforward style. Minhas devoted many years to the creation of this book, even providing references for his information. Although a large portion of the book is devoted to the Ghurids, it also contains a history of the predecessors of Ghazna before the Ghaznavid Subuktigin took power. Minhas's sources are trustworthy chronicles, personal evidence, hearsay, and unspecified accounts. Tariq-e-Mubarak Shahi. Yanya bin Ahmed Sarhindi was a 15th century Indian chronicler who wrote Tariq-e-Mubarak Shahi, a Persian language chronicle of the Delhi Sultanate. Written during the reign of Mubarak Shah, his work is an important source of information for the Sayyid dynasty. The book begins with the conquests of Muhammad of Ghor and ends abruptly in 1434 AD. It is in strict chronicle order of the deeds of the Muslim rulers and nobles of North India. Employing no critical technique, Sarhindi has often recourse to the infallible formula that God alone knows the truth, yet his information is fairly correct. Tajul Masir. Hasan Nizami was a Persian language poet and historian who lived in the 12th and 13th centuries. He migrated from Nishapur to Delhi in India, where he wrote Tajul Masir, the first official history of the Delhi Sultanate. Tajul Masir was written to tell the glorious deeds of the Ghurid conquerors, but does it by recording the minimum of historical facts with the maximum of florid literary effects. In this respect, the author is on a par with his Hindu counterparts of old. Amir Khusro. Amir Khusro was an Indo-Persian Sufi singer, musician, poet, and scholar who lived under the Delhi Sultanate. He is an iconic figure in the cultural history of the Indian subcontinent. He was a mystic and a spiritual disciple of Nizamuddin Aulia of Delhi, India. He wrote poetry primarily in Persian but also in Hindi. Khusro is sometimes referred to as the voice of India or parrot of India, Tuti a Hind, and has been called the father of Urdu literature. Khusro is regarded as the father of Qawwali and introduced the ghazal style of song into India, both of which still exist widely in India and Pakistan. He wrote in many verse forms including ghazal, masnavi, qata, rubai, do baiti, and tarkib band. His contribution to the development of the ghazal was significant. Isami. Abdul Malik Isami was a 14th century Indian historian and court poet. He wrote in Persian language under the patronage of Alauddin Behman Shah, the founder of Behmani Sultanate. He is best known for Futuwa-e-Salatin, a poetic history of the Muslim conquest of India. Ziauddin Birni. Ziauddin Birni was a Muslim political thinker of the Delhi Sultanate during Muhammad bin Tughlaq and Firoz Shah's reign. He was best known for composing the Tariq-e-Firoz Shahi, a work on medieval India, which covers the period from the reign of Ghiyasuddin Tughlaq to the first 6 years of reign of Firoz Shah Tughlaq. Birni also wrote Fatwa Ijahadari, which promoted a hierarchy among Muslim communities in the Indian subcontinent. Burney categorized the law into two kinds, the Shariat and the Zawabit. The Zawabit were the state laws formulated by the monarch in consultation with the nobility in the changed circumstances to cater to the new requirements which the Shariat was unable to fulfill. Burney's chief source of information was his own vast knowledge and prodigious memory. Burney does not arrange events in their chronological order. If you want to know anything else about his historiography, please leave it in the comment box so that I can come back with it. If you have liked the video, please like, share and subscribe. Thank you.